This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Well, we've had the appropriate introduction, so now it's time to get on to it. Our course over the next hour is to focus in on the big stories, the talk items, news talk items that have made it big, according to the research at Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, and the man who pays the mortgage on that house is Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher.
I like what you said. We have our introduction. Who are those people that sing for us? I mean, are they in another studio? I never see them.
Let's see if I can recognize voices. Kara, play the theme song again for the countdown, will you please, so we can figure out who it is that's singing. I think that's a good idea. Listen to this. I think I've got one of them.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with
Ben
Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Kanye West is in there singing.
Talk Radio Countdown. Your jingles are a funny thing. They're the most unnatural, unrealistic thing in the world. And yet we accept them. But we accept it.
I'm done with it. We're done with the Talk Radio Countdown jingle.
No, it's cool. It sounds like radio. It says, it's a radio show. But just, you know, you ever listen to the way harmonies used to be, but like in the 40s records, like, you know, you hear it in Christmas time with Bing Crosby. They had that sound like a jingle singers, and it was so wholesome that it sounded like they're not human. You know.
Can you know what we might do instead? You and I could do row, row, row your boat.
Yeah, we'll do
that. I'll start.
Rounds. No.
If
we do that, it'll be recorded, played back at conventions, and used against us by our peers.
They'll say, this is what talk radio has come to. Listen to these two self-indulgent old idiots.
Yes.
So let me run through the top 10.
I think that's a great idea. Run through the top 10 items.
How about I sing it?
You can do that.
Yeah. Number 10.
Kanye West.
Yeah, Kanye West's troubles and National Football League action, and Gronkowski is out again for those who follow the Patriots. Oh, my gosh, that's kind of difficult. That's number 10. Number 9, Ohio State knife attacks. Number 8, the fake news controversies. That's very important. Number 7, the status of Obamacare. That's important. Number 6, important, U.S.-Russia relations and the Syria Civil War. Number 5, hard to believe it actually happened. Fidel Castro died. Isn't he just always there?
He stayed in Beijing next to Mao Zedong.
They shouldn't have told anybody he died. Just say, yes, he's retired.
Yeah, right.
Trump's flag burning flap. The flag flap at number 4. And there's also been a lot of talk about Hampshire College, again, in our neck of the woods, not flying the flag. It's become a national story. Mm-hmm. But the Trump flag burning flap is big at number 4. Number 3, we got Trump's carrier deal. At number 2, the election recount and voter fraud or allegations thereof. And number 1, the Trump cabinet nominees. Real quick, through the people. Number 10, Kanye West. Vladimir Putin at 9. Fidel Castro at 8. Mike Pence at 7. Number 6 is Rudy Giuliani. Number 5, David Petraeus. Number 4, Mitt Romney, Trump's dining buddy. Number 3, Jill Stein and Hillary Clinton. Number 2, Barack Obama. Number 1, may as well just give it to him forever.
Stamp it in there. Yeah.
Donald Trump. The era of Trump. Bigger than the Beatles.
So who do you suppose picked up the tab for dinner the other night? Romney or Trump?
Great question. I haven't got a clue.
Who picked up the tab?
Had to be Romney.
Yeah.
I can't imagine Trump picking up anything.
Does he never pick up the tab?
I don't know. Trump's got so many strange ways about him.
He's understood how it works. Look at this trip. We talked about number 3 out to Indiana at the Carrier air conditioning plant.
Yeah.
And all the attention that got. And the fact that the people said that they decided not to do it because they thought Trump was going to go after them. He's said a lot of things, and he's perhaps put some people on notice. that I mean, who knows whether he's really going to do that or not? But the fact that he's that aura is surrounding him. So far, Ford says they're not moving, and Carrier says they're not moving. So you got to wonder if other companies will rethink because they are. Creatures like radio. Nobody, whoever the first guy is who decided to do Howard Stern, he was probably thought of as a joke. But yet, then people started listening, and they copied. The radio world is full of copiers, not too many inventors. And I think that may be the case, not just in the radio world, but in general. There are a few innovators. Mostly, they're rewarded for their innovations. I certainly would say that about the computer giants of today. But a lot of people who are first timers, they get laughed at. They get the brunt of jokes, right?
It's lonely on the frontier.
Yeah.
There's no question about that. And we see.
And Trump's on the frontier. He's out in front.
Well, front is on the frontier of good things and bad things. He is a package of all of the strengths and the weaknesses of humanity. We see it in this man.
Yeah.
And we have to hope that in this case, the strengths overshadow
yes.
the weaknesses and
right.
that some good comes. Because I personally don't give a damn about his personal life and his personality.
Yeah, I was trying to do a good job for the country.
Do a good job and help people out. And if that's what it takes, good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I
mean,
yeah,
it's just
I
like
do know what you mean.
Enough
right.
of,
let me just distract or let me just get away from the stories themselves. You mentioned something about Hampshire College, which is in Massachusetts out in Amherst. There are 9 colleges in Amherst. It is one of them. It's a popular school, good school.
Yep.
They have decided not to fly the flag. You mentioned that. I'll bet a lot of people don't know that story, so would you like to enlighten us, please?
Well, basically, it started out with they lowered it to half-mast after Trump was elected as some type of a statement, and the students there, some of them pulled it down and burnt it, and then the president said, enough of this, no flag. We're not flying the flag anymore, no American flag at Hampshire College, and that basically is a capsule of what has led to a firestorm of controversy, criticism, and now the school is, basically being attacked by all the local politicians, and nationally it's become a big story. Whether or not this is a good thing, a bad thing, and of course I leave it to you and to everybody listening to take it from there.
Yeah, well, I think that I'm sure made a lot of conversation in the western part of Massachusetts, maybe Albany and those areas. I didn't pay much attention to it because I think that sometimes these things become much ado about nothing. They are symbolic and give people. I mean, in a college setting, it's good to challenge people in their ideas. I think that's
the question comes up: at what point? At what point are the inmates running the asylum? With all the snowflakes out there, who, if they are the victim of a microaggression or there's a political debate going on and it might upset them, they have safe zones. They give them Play-Doh. They have a puppy and a psychologist. I mean, are we raising a nation of wimps? Or is this a good thing in terms of human progress and empathy? What's the reality of that? And this is something that is an important question. I mean, should we be coddling college students? Should college students be telling the college how to operate? Somebody asked me the other day, when did this start happening? And my answer was clear. When colleges started to seek funding more than academic credibility. When colleges became a business first and an institution of higher learning second.
Mm-hmm.
And when students, rather than have the honor of being accepted at this college for whatever academic achievement they have, when students are sought because they are customers, and this is part of the customer service. This change has happened in America over the last 15 years. I see it. Do you see it? And the results are profound.
It really is. That's a very... And what you just said is profound, matter of fact. 15 past the hour. You're listening to the Talk Radio Review. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen.
This Thursday through Saturday at Kohl's, it's time to spread the holiday cheer. So whip up some cookies with a KitchenAid Artisan Stand Mixer, just $2.99 after mail-in rebate. Save the world with Mr. Potato Head Marvel Superheroes for $29.99. And make her eyes light up with a Swarovski ring, just $21.99. At Kohl's, you'll save a little more with an extra 20% off and earn a little more with Kohl's Cash, so you can give a little more this holiday. Kohl's. Select styles offer valid 12/1 through 12/5. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
You heard it at the holiday party. A cough. A big, loud, juicy cough. Then Cheryl coughed all over the luncheon. Who else saw that? Apparently no one, because one by one they're a feverish mess. But when it comes your way, you're ready because you got a flu shot at Rite Aid where they care about you and your health. So while they spend their holiday sniffling at Santa, you'll be tasting every flavor in Grandma's stuffing. Mmm. It's not too late. Shield yourself with a flu shot from Rite Aid. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-393-6139 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-393-6139. That's 800-393-6139.
Guys, the customer appreciation sale is here at JCPenney with great deals on fine jewelry to show how much you appreciate her. We have extended store hours this Saturday, giving you extra time to pick out the perfect gift. Show her how special she is and get 25% off fine jewelry, like select diamond, gold, and silver pieces already 40 to 60% off. Need an idea? Diamond studs are all up to 50% off. The customer appreciation sale at JCPenney. That's getting your pennies worth. Valid 12-1 to 12-6. Some exclusions apply. Check newspaper at jcp.com for coupon and details.
Temps are dropping, and you know what that means. It's coat time. Make Burlington your cold weather headquarters today. We're packed with super warm, super stylish coats for the whole family, from fashion to classic, quilted to parka, and much more. Plus, there are endless scarves, hats, gloves, and boots from all the top name brands everyone loves. Up to 65% off other retailers' prices every day. Style so good, you'll look forward to getting caught in the cold. Burlington, style for everyone.
Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, with an overview of the charts for this week, November 28th to December 2nd. What I find interesting is one of the things we try to do here is talk about not only what the stories are, but what's going on in the business. I find it interesting that Art Bell is suing Michael Savage. You find that interesting?
I find it very interesting, frankly. I didn't even know about it. And you got me on that. You win a dozen donuts. Whenever anybody tells me something in the business that I don't know, now I know.
Apparently, Savage has savaged Art Bell on the air and referred to him marrying, he's married to a woman that came, I think came from the Philippines.
I believe he did.
Quite a while, has a baby with him. And so Savage said on the air that, Art Bell married a 10-year-old prostitute.
Oh, my gosh.
He just doesn't. I thought he quieted down a little bit, but
did he really say that though?
Yes.
I mean, because I don't know what to believe. You know, fake news.
No, they have it. Yeah, right. Exactly. They have it. They have audio of it. That does bring us around to that fake news stuff.
You see how I did that?
Yeah. Thank you. That was very good. How do we know that what we are listening to?
This is
going to be a story of the ages.
Now this goes back to what I said
this week on the countdown.
This goes back to what I said about Trump, that he has the good and the bad. Yeah. Trump is absolutely right. The media is biased, and the media does lie. He's wrong that all the media is biased and it all lies, and that anything it says about him is a lie. So what we're getting is, one, we're getting expose that the media needs to clean up its act because the media and the press are not necessarily pristine and true. But on the other hand, if we have absolutely no way to know the truth from fiction, and the media has no credibility at all, then everything is equal, and you have all these websites, and you have all of these news organizations that absolutely operate as propaganda for nonsense.
Well, I resist calling it the media, because the media is movies and magazines, all kinds. I call it the news media.
Okay.
Because, there we are. There's that jingle again.
Get them out of here.
Marking 21 past the hour on the countdown.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers.
You're not a live underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show is heard every weekend on fine radio stations like KICN, AM 1260 in Idaho Falls, Idaho. Good to have you along with Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen. Michael is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Talkers Magazine is in the surrounds of Talkers.com, where you find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, and all kinds of things that have to do with this fascinating and wonderful way for us to communicate, listen, and learn. I've always wanted to kind of do this, and I haven't ever done it in an organized fashion. I'm going to go through the stories with your permission, and I want you gave me a little bit on the NFL, but I want you to comment on each of these with your own thoughts. If you were doing a talk radio program, you can give me 30 seconds, 60 seconds.
I'll give you sound bites. Quick sound bites.
Okay, right. Number 10, Kanye West.
He's just a reality show star, a media exhibitionist, pop cultural artifact, and not terribly important in terms of the things that we all need to know that run our lives.
The Ohio State knife attack.
Way too many of these things. It's tragic and it's awful, and we have to do something about this random violence in our world, but it's always been that way.
You heard the story about this 28-year-old former NFL player who got killed, I believe, on Thursday. He got involved. He tapped somebody's bumper, so he got out of his car to apologize to the driver of the car. And the driver of the car got out of his car with his gun and said, don't blank with me. And the guy said, I'm just trying to apologize. And he shot him twice and killed him.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is the rage. That's rage. And the bump in the car was the straw that broke the camel's back. This guy obviously had some real problems. And it's a double tragedy. It's a terrible tragedy for the guy that got killed and the guy that shot him. It's a tragedy as well.
Imagine you spend the rest of your life in jail for something that you did on the spur of the moment.
What makes you so angry? We have to control our anger. I have learned, I mean, we're off the subject of doing the whole thing, but we have time for that.
Okay.
But I have learned, this is really, I'm revealing something about my own personal feelings about this. I have found that any time in my life that I acted upon anger, no matter how angry I was or how true the grievance was, in other words, no matter how offended, how real it was, any time I have ever acted upon anger, I have regretted it. I have lived to regret it. No matter how good it feels to get it off your chest and tell that person what you think, or, you know, even do something nasty.
Yeah.
It has never worked out. Ever.
And you can say the same for two categories of thinking. Anger and fear-based thinking. Whenever you make a decision based on what you're afraid of, it's always the wrong decision.
Yeah,
it is.
So if only we can grab that truth when we're feeling that pressure welling up in us at the Thanksgiving table when some relative pressed your button and you're going to let them have it, or some guy cuts you off and you start some kind of a life-threatening, rageful fit on the streets.
Yeah.
Or you're in business and you want to send off that email, you guys are, you know, horrible. Don't do it. Don't do anything in anger. You will lose.
It sort of reminds me of the same type of scenario where the policeman, I think it was last week, writing a ticket. Some guy was angry about something. Nothing. He didn't even know the police officer. He's got a gun. He goes out and he shoots the officer twice in the face and kills him. And the guy wasn't even, there was no interchange at all. He was just there writing a ticket. Mm-hmm. And this other guy walks by him and shoots him.
One key to this whole thing is don't mess with strangers. Don't mess with strangers. You don't know what they're feeling at that moment. You don't want to catch a guy at the moment that the rage is about to spill over. You know, stay away.
Yeah, theorized as fear-based thinking, but in that circumstance, it's appropriate, I think. All right, good words of wisdom as we continue overviewing what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio with good News Talk conversation. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen at 28 past the hour on the countdown.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home and design experts Aaron and Ben Napier. As the holiday season approaches, many families are preparing to drive long distances to spend quality time together. Here are some road trip tips to cut costs and stay on budget.
As much as we love our hometown, sometimes we want to hit the road. But did you know that on Fridays, especially during holiday weekends, gas prices are often higher?
To make our holiday road trip budget go further, we fill up earlier in the week. Another way to save money is to avoid convenience store expenses by simply packing snacks and beverages or even full meals before leaving.
Our best road trip tool is our Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card that allows us to earn 3% cash back on gas and 2% cash back at grocery stores and wholesale clubs on the first $2,500 in combined purchases. Plus, we earn 1% on all other purchases.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bank on yourself.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water?
Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Those singers again, Michael.
Yep, they're good.
The Talk Radio Singers on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We have the top 10 stories of the week that we're going through, not necessarily in order, although I think our discussion makes sense. That's easy for me to say. I don't know. Listen, you think it makes sense.
Yeah, I like everything they say.
Exactly.
It makes sense to me. That's where I learn. How do you think I learn stuff? Listening to myself.
There you go.
A lot of people actually do that, but that's beside the point. We were going through my impressions of everything. I don't want people to think we forgot. Not that my impressions matter. But the next one was fake news controversies, and we already talked about that. It's a terrible, terrible problem because it undermines our democracy. The status of Obamacare, that's going to be fascinating to see how Trump negotiates that. The U.S.-Russia relations and the Syria civil war, what can I say about that? Why can't everybody get along?
Cuban Putin. Right, exactly.
You know, Fidel Castro's death... maybe.
Hail to the chief!
Maybe we'll get to, annex Cuba and make it a nice vacation paradise.
Mm-hmm.
The flag burning.
I interrupt you for a second.
Yeah.
That's one of those things that when Trump throws stuff against the wall, all the things he said, like he had fun. He said he had fun with Mrs. Clinton during the campaign. I think that there's, I wouldn't say very little, but this fellow speaks in tongue-in-cheek language. And so somebody, he just says stuff just to say stuff. The other day, he said, when somebody asked him, some reporter, what about, when Castro died, what about the future of our relationship when you become president? I'm going to cut the Cubans off again. Of course he's not going to cut the Cubans off again.
Yeah, well, a lot of people didn't understand that they should not take Trump literally.
Right.
And his biggest problem over the next 4 years is he's going to have a lot of criticism from his most ardent supporters who did take him literally.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and the good news for the people that hate Trump is he didn't mean it. The bad news the bad news for the people that like Trump is he didn't mean it. Somewhere in the, he may wind up being the most moderate, pragmatic president
yep.
we've ever had.
I think we're heading right down that path, frankly. He's going to throw a bunch of stuff. He's going to say, okay, you people who wanted me to be president, the right of center group, all right, I'm going to give you what you want, and let's see what they can do. And if they don't perform in short order, because I think he has a short temper or a short fuse or a short attention span, if these people, all these appointees now, mean nothing to him, I think that you see... The you know, some of them, I'm looking at this mad dog guy and thinking, how does he know how to run the Pentagon?
Yeah.
I think these people are going to be a swinging door. And yeah. as soon as there's any controversy or the job doesn't get done, we go back to the apprentice, you're fired.
Yeah, you're fired. Can you imagine what, you know, foreign leaders and dignitaries and people that speak different languages and all that are saying when they find out that the Secretary of Defense in the United States is a guy called Mad Dog? I thought it was a sports talk show host. I said, okay, another radio guy, you know, because there's a guy called Mad Dog in sports radio.
And he doesn't look like he slept for a month.
Well, this is the new Stephen K. Bannon look.
Oh, is that what it is?
You know,
don't cut your hair and look dirty.
Just
greasy
look.
All day. Yeah, okay.
But all right, meanwhile, flag burning is you know, I worry about the First Amendment. The carrier thing was a photo op. The election recount and voter fraud don't mean nothing. And the Trump cabinet nominees is Trump's version of a reality show and a beauty pageant.
And if you take it seriously, it's at your own peril.
I think
that's all. He's going to be very much in charge of what's going on, but he'll give Mike Pence and that bunch their time and see what they can produce. But if they don't get along, anybody, he wants to, I believe, this is Doug Steffen, believing that he really wants to get things done. I think that part of him is true blue. I think you see it in his business life. Let's get as much done as we can in 24 hours. Let's get as much done this week as we can this month. That's what he's about.
Well, that's his ego. And in this case, his ego could be good. It could be
yeah.
a good force.
Yeah.
That's why this guy, this is a whole complicated new animal that we're studying, a new species of president that we're studying.
Yes.
And as long as we understand that, we'll be able to report on it and talk about it in a way that makes sense. As it unfolds. Right
yeah.
now, it's too soon. It's like talking about, you know, the baseball season or the football season when they're having the exhibition games.
Mm-hmm.
None of it really matters. It's like talking about the presidential election before the New Hampshire primary. None of it really matters.
All right, can we go back to... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I'm babbling.
All right, so the normally number 10 on the countdown has some sports connection, sports talk radio, et cetera, et cetera. I always appreciate and respect your thoughts on pretty much everything, not always everything, but most everything. And when it comes to sports, though, I find you very knowledgeable. So what did you think of the fact that Major League Baseball settled what could have been a very contentious problem and could have kept the season from starting on time?
They can't afford to have labor problems in baseball. They can't afford to have any problems in baseball because baseball operates on the edge of falling even lower.
Yeah, but look at what it does for the radio stations that carry baseball. This is one of the phenomenons that a lot of people don't talk about. The ratings that go to the radio stations that carry baseball are phenomenal during the season.
Yeah. Problem is, the ones that really get the ratings, it costs them a fortune for the rights.
Yeah, that's true.
And in some cases, the ratings don't generate enough revenue to mm-hmm. make up for the cost of the rights. Complicated
right.
part of the business. But now the business of sports is big, big business. And I think it has in many ways taken away from the purity, the fun, the sportsmanship, and the game in recent years. It's too much money to go see a game. It's become huge.
Like going to
business.
A concert.
Well, the concert business is all shows. I mean, we talked about Hamilton before. People are paying $1,000 a ticket.
It's crazy.
I mean, nothing's that good.
No, it isn't. That and then you're talking $1,400 to go see where these people. Some have said, "All right, this is what it's going to cost. No scalpers, nothing. This is what it costs to get into me." They could all say it if they wanted to. But they haven't, and I was disappointed with Adele. But Bruce Springsteen, I think, does that, doesn't he? He says, this is what you can charge for a ticket to see me, and other than that, forget it.
Various artists have various ways of being populist and protecting the little guy. But in the end, everything costs way too much, and it's out of whack.
You wonder how people can afford some of these things. Where are people coming from?
Yeah. Well, I often wonder that if we're in such a terrible economic situation and the country is going down the tube so badly, how come you see expensive restaurants are full, concerts, sporting events are full at exorbitant prices?
Yeah,
there's a disconnect between what you see and what you read or hear.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure what the truth
is. Well, it's back to fake news. It's back to the principle of, in the news media, we're going to tell you a story. It isn't going to necessarily be true, but it's our story. We'll tell you a story. We like to tell a story. As a matter of fact, I want to talk to you about this week's story in Up Close and Far Out in a moment. Speaking of sports and sports talk radio, you indicated, and I think it was very interesting, there's a big surprise, and here all of a sudden we see one of the great faces and names, not only in sports talk radio, but as an actor, very accomplished, very smart guy. So we'll figure out why Michael wanted to talk to Jay Moore in just a moment here on The Countdown.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I desperately need a new office PC this holiday, but switching computers is scary.
Well, now buy any PC at Staples and get free 30-day tech support.
So someone will help me set it up?
Yep.
Help me connect to my network?
And your printer. And if you order online, we'll have it ready in-store in an hour.
That is just what I always wanted. You really outdid yourself, Staples guy. You know me so well.
Well, we just met, so...
Best holiday ever!
Turn year-end stress into holiday success. Staples. Make more happen.
Cheers! How can you two just relax in your robes right now?
We're celebrating that holiday shopping is done. We went to Ulta Beauty and crossed off our entire gift list with gorgeous fragrances and fragrance gift sets from brands like Coach, Dolce & Gabbana, and Dior.
It's the place to pick up a fragrance for everyone on your list. And yourself. And your favorite manicurist.
Get in on the party with a luxury robe free with any fragrance purchase of $40 or more. While supplies last, this holiday there's only one place to get glam and get gifts. Ulta Beauty. Joy to the girl.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home and design experts Aaron and Ben Napier. As the holiday season approaches, many families are preparing to drive long distances to spend quality time together. Here are some road trip tips to cut costs and stay on budget.
As much as we love our hometown, sometimes we want to hit the road. But did you know that on Fridays, especially during holiday weekends, gas prices are often higher?
To make our holiday road trip budget go further, we fill up earlier in the week. Another way to save money is to avoid convenience store expenses by simply packing snacks and beverages or even full meals before leaving.
Our best road trip tool is our Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card that allows us to earn 3% cash back on gas and 2% cash back at grocery stores and wholesale clubs on the first $2,500 in combined purchases. Plus, we earn 1% on all other purchases.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
When you're opening a new office location, but deadlines don't let up, you need to make sure your team can start working fast, which means all of a sudden, you're looking to buy new conference tables, chairs, laptops, and whiteboards quickly. Business cards from American Express Open can give you buying power to help cover the big purchases you need to make when you need to make them. Find out how American Express cards and services can help prepare you for growth at open.com. When your business is construction and you get a big job that has to be done in record time, you need to get the ball rolling, which means all of a sudden you're looking to buy enough sheetrock and lumber, steel, and other materials quickly. Business cards from American Express Open can give you buying power to help cover the big purchases you need to make when you need to make them. Find out how American Express cards and services can help prepare you for growth at open.com.
Small business comes in all shapes and sizes. Your financing option should, too. Benetrends Financial offers a full suite of small business and franchise funding options to help entrepreneurs like you get the best funding options possible, quickly, safely, and economically, so you can finally purchase the business of your dreams. Sign up for a free funding consultation today, and we'll design a customized funding plan for you. Visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com to find out more. Benetrends.
All right, Talk Radio Countdown Show review of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. Michael has a podcast, as if he wasn't doing enough with all of the printed matter that he has to deal with every week. He goes inside the mind of some spectacular people, thinkers, doers, shakers, part of the new media, if you will, and certainly sports talk radio has found its way into the lives of a lot of people who find it more interesting and entertaining to listen to sports talk radio than regular talk radio. Maybe it's because there are some smart people doing it, not that there aren't smart people doing regular news talk, but Jay Moore impresses me as being a very smart person.
He's very smart, and if you're looking for a big conversation about sports talk radio, don't check it out, because that's one of the smallest things we talked about. Mm-hmm. This guy is heard nationally on 160 radio stations. He replaced Jim Rome. He's a sports talk host. He puts out a weekly podcast about pop culture. He's been in 25 movies, including Bob Sugar, the agent in Jerry Maguire, and he played opposite Jennifer Aniston in Picture Perfect. He was on Saturday Night Live for 2 years. He's been on over 50 television shows, and he is a Grammy-nominated and Emmy-nominated artist. He's also a stand-up comic. Comedy Central said he's one of the 100 greatest stand-up comics of all time. And what do we talk about? We talk about Eastern philosophy and being centered and how to keep yourself disciplined with all of these different things happening about you. And we talk a little bit about the sad shape of radio ratings and how inaccurate they are, and thus how they negatively affect radio programming.
Yep.
It's a media freak's delight.
I'm very impressed with him. He just seems, he's got a face that's warm and invites you to want to talk to him. That's
very, we hit it off great. Now, he is a fan of my podcast and contacted me to be on it. I was delighted. Yeah, yeah.
Huh.
I figure a guy like that's way too busy to be on the podcast, you know. Yeah. But a guy does so many things, you know, the last thing he needs is to be on another thing. But he's a fan of the podcast, so I was delighted, and we had a wonderful time. It's my favorite one, one of my favorite ones.
Wait a minute.
I don't consider the one I did with you even to be categorized. It stands on its own. But it's above. It's so far above. I do. As soon as I said that, I went,
okay.
I don't often get myself into a corner.
Next week, it will be the Talk Radio Countdown Show
without
with Michael Harrison and Jay Moore, and I'll be out on the back 90 on the farm spreading manure during this broadcast.
Well, we spread enough manure here.
Yes, we do.
Worry about
it's time for us to stop doing that. All right, so Michael Harrison going through a lot of the talk radio and talk media news with us every week, along with the stories they find in their research, are making it big in the news talk radio world. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 10 minutes before the hour.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, talking about the things that are big and controversial in the News Talk Radio world brings us around to Stephen J.J. Wiseman's opining on his spectacular feats in the world of legalese. He's a lawyer, college professor, teaching law at Bentley University, have been on my program for decades. Also the founder of Scamicide.com, which is a website which is dedicated to informing you about the dangers of all these scams. This time of year, there are a ton of them. Maybe we'll speak to them as we have time. First, though, let's get into three or four of the items from the charts this week at Talkers Magazine and the legal implications of them. The Ohio State knife attacks and what happens to this person who is dead now, the family. What ramifications, how do you as a lawyer look at these things as a quote-unquote opportunity for the families that have been aggrieved?
Well, you know, the victims of violent attacks generally do have a legal option against the perpetrator of the attack, but generally the perpetrators of the attack, in this case, the person is dead, and in many other instances, they don't have any kind of money to go after. You know, it's unusual when you have something like an O.J. Simpson where the family gets a civil judgment and goes after the person, and there are actually some sort of assets to get at. But then it's a question of, are there other people who are responsible for the attack? And, you know, this is the kind of thing that it would be very difficult to prove in this particular instance. There are connections to ISIS, and that actually brings up an issue, because this has been done with certain terrorist groups in the past where you can actually find people going after accounts of, you know, financial accounts, bank accounts in the world that are held by these groups. But, boy, that takes some doggedness and real effort. So I think as a practical matter, unfortunately, the families, it's just another loss.
Forget about it, in other words.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Number four, the flag burning discussion as to whether or not it's legal or not or ought to be legal, Second Amendment issue, First Amendment issue. So where does this go other than just conversation that's up in, just up, it's kind of like up in smoke?
Good idea.
Pardon the pun.
You know,
yeah.
it really doesn't go anywhere. I think probably to me one of the most disturbing things was that the president-elect saying you should take away the citizenship of what? Of someone who exercised their First Amendment right. Now, granted, this First Amendment right was a 5-4 decision of the United States Supreme Court, so it could have gone either way, but it didn't, and it is entirely established that the burning of a flag, not my flag, not a flag that may be, you know, over the Capitol, but a person can have the flag, and the flag is not a sacred symbol in the sense that it can be symbolic speech to be burned. I always thought as a practical matter, if the way you want to get someone to listen to what you think is a legitimate concern is by totally offending them by doing something like this, you've made a very poor choice.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is, no, this isn't going anywhere except for political capital.
You know, I think, I've said this and it's gotten me some interesting responses, I think that Trump, like it or not, or think he's irresponsible, he's the president-elect, I think he's just about what sticks. I think that he throws stuff up against the wall. I think he says a lot of things in jest. I think there are many things that he doesn't. I mean, he's already proving that what he said on the campaign trail he didn't really mean. And so
you
say, well, it's all for show. It's all to get results. He's very results oriented, and I thoroughly think that if some of these people that everybody's getting all wrinkled up about that he's appointing these posts, if they don't do something fast to do what he thinks needs to be done, they're gonna just like The Apprentice. You're fired. I think rolling.
I think you may be right on that. And I look at, you know, a Wall Street insider, Goldman Sachs banker, the fox being put in charge of the hen house at
right.
the Treasury, and I'm going, you can't pick a worse case than that. I tell
well,
you,
the guy who was George Bush's was a Goldman Sachs guy too. Same position.
It's
ridiculous.
And what did they get us?
Yeah. Right. It's another problem with the loans and stuff. All right. We got about 30 seconds on the voter fraud recount. That's a sort of a red herring, is it not, legally?
Yeah. There's no real indication that there was a significant fraud. I think perhaps the only thing that's coming out of it is that Jill Stein actually got enough votes to be the difference in a winning margin in some key states. But
so what does she do with that money? What does she do? It takes $2.5 million to do the recount. She got $9.5 million. What does she do with the rest of it?
Good question, because there are real limitations on that under the law.
All right. Thank you, Stephen J.J. Wiseman from Scamaside.com here on the Countdown at 59 after the hour.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski, MSP of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.